Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air.
Here's the pitch to Ohtani. And that is a deep drive going to left field. It is going, gone! Today on Advanced. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Peter, and you are joining us today, Wednesday, April 15th, 2026, for our sports article for the month of April. It is called Going, Gone, and Found. Japanese media tracked down Shohei Ohtani's home run balls. So we're glad you're with us here for this two-day article. I think we're going to have some fun with this one. And also, as always, a chance to practice your English, learn some vocab, and hear English spoken by myself and my panelist for today and tomorrow. Please welcome to the broadcast, Rhonda. Hello, Rhonda.
Hello, Peter. Hello, listeners. Peter, I'm really excited to be with you because I know that you are a big baseball fan.
It's true. I am a pretty big baseball fan, but we'll be talking about baseball today. We'll also be talking about celebrity in a broader sense here. We'll also talk a little bit about media and media in our modern day and age. But speaking of celebrity, Rhonda, have you ever had a brush with celebrity? It's an English expression, just means have you ever had some kind of encounter with a famous person? Not necessarily you met them, but you were in the same room with them or had an experience with them that most people wouldn't have.
Sure. I actually spoke with a great sports celebrity, Meb.
Meb.
M-E-B. Meb Keflezighi is an Olympic medal-winning marathoner. You can just Google M-E-B, Meb, that's his nickname, and marathon, and he'll pop right up from San Diego. I was living in San Diego, and Meb, already famous, had published a book. He was Eritrean, born in the country of Eritrea, came as a refugee to America, has become one of the most beloved marathoners in American history, won the Boston Marathon the year after the terrible shooting. So Meb is really an epic figure in world sports. And I had a chance to see him at a high school cross-country meet. My daughter was running in. I said, like a kid, That's Meb! Because he was there selling his book. And I literally ran up to him. And I actually have lived in his home country of Eritrea, and I speak just a little bit of his native language, Tigrinya. I said, Kamelochum, how are you? And he was very surprised that that came out of my mouth, and we had a very friendly conversation. We even almost made lunch plans. It was kind of funny, but that because he was so accessible and so friendly and so humble. And I don't mean in a weird way lunch plans, but we were at this cross-country meet for kids. And sure. It was like, we're going to have lunch. So that brush with celebrity really was impactful, thinking about these are real people. They have this status, but what they do with their fame, how they can impact real people. And he was there because high school students were running, and he was part of inspiring them. And I think that's happening in our article because we have a young person catching this world-renowned baseball player's ball. So
we do indeed,
it did remind me of my experience with Meb.
Yes. Oh, very nice. Thank you for sharing that. I was once working in a delicatessen. That's what we call them, a delicatessen. It's basically a sandwich shop in the U.S. You can get a sandwich there or salad of some sort. It was in a town. It was the town I grew up in, but it happened to be a town where a lot of celebrities would sometimes visit and show up. And one day I was working and I waited on the American Pop singer Billy Joel, who was very popular in the 1970s, 1980s. And still is popular today. He released a new song just last year, I think, which garnered a lot of attention. But some time ago, when I was a younger man, I waited on him, and he was looking at the pastas and the salads, and he asked about the marinara sauce that we had for one of our pastas, and you know what was in it. He asked me about that, and that was as far as the conversation went. We didn't come anywhere close to making lunch plans. Obviously, he already had lunch plans. He was coming to get his lunch, but I was happy to wait on him because at the time that was the peak of his fame. This is in like the 1980s. So it was a really big thrill for me. And just to meet him, to be in the same room with this guy who'd recorded all these songs that I'd grown up with and that all of us had grown up with, really. Billy Joel. Good music still to this day. I think it holds up over time. You may want to check it out. But today you want to check out our article on Going, Gone, and Found, our sports article for the month of April. Let's turn to the article now. We'll do two readings. So again, we are on April 15th in your Advanced magazine, and let's go into our first reading now.
Going, Gone, and Found. Japanese media tracked down Shohei Ohtani's home run balls. Shohei Ohtani was about halfway through his home run trot when Taro Abe stood up from his second row seat in the Vin Scully press box and tucked his green scorebook under his right arm. "Let's go," Abe said in Japanese. Abe, a writer for Japan's Chunichi Sports newspaper, was followed into the concourse of Dodger Stadium's suite level by four other reporters from his country. They were on a mission: find the person who caught Ohtani's home run ball. There was nothing special about this blast, which was Ohtani's second in an eventual 8-5 victory over the New York Yankees. The homer was Ohtani's 22nd of the season and reduced the Dodgers' deficit at the time from 3-2. "We have to do this every time," Abe said. Meeting demand. This practice started a couple of years ago. The appetite for Ohtani content was insatiable in Japan, but the two-way player started speaking to reporters only after games in which he pitched. Naoyuki Yanagihara of Sports Nippon and Masaya Kotani of Full Count figured out a solution for their problem. They started interviewing the fans who caught his home run balls. The feature was received well by their readers and gradually spread to other publications. Now, besides the homers that land in bullpens or any other place inaccessible to fans, a group of Japanese reporters will be there to interview the person who snagged the prized souvenir.
All right. So right at the beginning of our article, we meet a Japanese gentleman by the name of Taro Abe. Taro Abe. And it tells us in that first line there that Taro Abe stood up from his second row seat in the Vin Scully press box at Los Angeles Dodgers Stadium. Rhonda, why did he stand up?
Well, he's getting ready to go do a news interview. He's sitting in the place where the press, the journalists, sit. So we see that Shohei Ohtani has hit a home run. He's sort of taking his time going around the bases, right? He's at a trot, not a fast sprint. And Taro Abe stands up because he's getting ready to go find who caught the ball.
Exactly right. And just for context, trot, when a player in baseball hits a home run, they don't have to run full speed because the ball is not in play. A home run means the ball has been hit so far that it goes out of the field of play. Well, still staying in fair territory. There are certain guidelines, and if the ball is on one side of the guidelines, then it's considered a foul ball, and they just do the pitch all over again. But if it stays in so-called fair territory and goes out of the playing field, which is usually into the stands where the fans are, then that's a home run. And the players will, trot around the bases instead of run because the ball is in play. They have plenty of time. Some players trot more quickly than others. Others will deliberately go slower to sort of bask in the attention, bask in the glory of their accomplishment of hitting a home run, which is never easy, even for the great players. And that's why it's such a big, dramatic, exciting part of baseball. So the home run trot is, that's what all players do when they hit a home run. Shohei Ohtani isn't special in this way. But Taro Abe, that was his cue when Ohtani was halfway through his home run trot. Taro Abe stood up and said, "Let's go," in Japanese. Abe is a writer for the Japanese newspaper Chunichi Sports. And where, Rhonda, did Taro Abe then go?
Into the concourse. Let's start with that word. A concourse is a large hall or open place. In this case, a big open place in the baseball stadium, a level that's called the suite level here.
Exactly, right. There is presumably, I haven't been to Dodger Stadium myself, but presumably there is another level which has its own concourse, maybe a so-called general admission level, which basically means the people didn't pay as much for the tickets at that level. The suite level in a stadium, so-called, is usually a more expensive level, and it has its own concourse as well. And that's where the Vin Scully press box apparently was located, that Taro Abe was watching the game from. Then Ohtani hits the home run, and so he says, "Let's go," and they go into the concourse. Abe and four other reporters from his country, from Japan, go into the concourse of Dodger Stadium's suite level, and they are on a mission. Rhonda, what is their mission?
To find the person who caught the ball.
Right.
Ohtani's home run ball would be very valuable. So he was followed by four other reporters from Japan to find not the great baseball player, but the person who caught the ball.
Right, right. They know where the baseball player is. He's out on the field playing the game, finishing up his home run trot.
Trotting.
What they want to find is not even the ball. They want to find the person who caught the ball.
And notice it goes on to say there was nothing special about this ball or this home run.
Right, this
is that
blast.
Baseball slang? This blast.
Yeah. Well, you have blast in. Blast is a slangy word, shows up in a lot of sort of pop culture things. Oh, this party is a blast. I went to this concert last night. It was a blast. In this case, it is blast, referring specifically to the home run. But it was Ohtani's second home run in an eventual 8-5 victory over the New York Yankees. Oh, guys, I'm sorry about that.
That's
I'm
your
a big Yankees
home
fan.
Team. Yeah.
And apparently Ohtani and the Dodgers beat them this time. An eventual 8-5 victory, meaning at the time Ohtani hit the home run, the Dodgers hadn't won the game yet. The game was still being played. But eventually they would go on to beat the Yankees 8-5. The homer was Ohtani's 22nd home run of the season. And what did it do in terms of the score of the game, Rhonda?
Well, it gave the Dodgers more points. It reduced the deficit. They were behind. They were under. I notice that it says at the beginning of that sentence, the homer. It doesn't say the home run. So I'm wondering,
yes.
Oh, baseball expert here, is in English, do we say the homer to refer to that bat hitting that ball? Why does it say the homer and not the home run?
Yes, good question. And yes, homer is a short form of home run.
It is. Okay.
It's like home run, the homer, dropping the UN.
Okay, so something English does, we sometimes put ERs and make up words, right?
Yeah, and we love to shorten words.
We do.
In English,
we do.
Too. You know, it's not a home run, it's a homer.
Oh, I hit a homer.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so English slang, baseball slang for our listeners.
Exactly. It doesn't mean that he hit an ancient Greek poet. It means that he hit a home run.
Now you're getting too clever for me, Peter. Shall we move on? Let's see what else
is
happening here.
Let's do that. We have to do this every time. Abe said, meaning every time Ohtani hits a home run. For perspective, this was Ohtani's 22nd home run of the season. Ohtani ended up hitting about 54 home runs by the end of the season. Ohtani is a very good home run hitter, so I imagine these Japanese sports reporters were kept pretty busy. But yeah, the next section here, meeting demand, it says that the practice of finding the person who caught Ohtani's home run ball. The practice started a couple of years ago. Why did it start originally, Rhonda?
Here's why. And this next sentence, I would almost call it the theme of this article. It says the appetite, the hunger, what fans want, the appetite for Ohtani content, articles in the newspaper about Ohtani, was insatiable in Japan. The appetite couldn't be satisfied, insatiable, wanting more and more. But how could they give Ohtani content when the two-way player, meaning he could play different parts in the game, maybe you can explain that later, but he had started speaking to reporters only after games he had pitched in. So people want news about Ohtani, but he won't talk to reporters very often. What are you going to do?
Right, right. You got to do something. And yeah, that expression, a two-way player, as you might guess, means a player who can play two ways. Most players in most sports play just one way. A soccer, goalie is just the goalie. He's not a forward or a defensive guard normally. And in baseball, a two-way player in this case means a player who can both pitch and hit. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of players have been able to both pitch and hit historically, but for basically the last 50 to 70 years, there have been almost no players who could pitch and hit as well, equally well. They would just focus on one or the other and become a very good pitcher or a very good hitter or, even as good as they could be. But a two-way player like Ohtani is extremely rare because you basically have to have a gift both for pitching and for hitting that is good enough to make it worth having you play this way, because this obviously means that you're playing more often and you're doing more on the field. There are games in which Ohtani pitches where he also is a hitter, where he also bats instead of resting between innings.
Two English words that are helpful here are offense and defense. Playing offense, playing defense, we say in sports. I don't know if it's the same in baseball.
Yeah.
You'll want those two words when you talk about this idea of a two-way player.
Right, right. And the pitcher is considered to be on the defensive side, and the hitter is considered to be on the offensive side. And of course, they switch throughout the game. Yeah,
right.
It's not like one team plays defense the entire game and the other team plays offense. They switch from so-called inning to inning. Three guys come up, try to get a hit. If none of them get on, then the teams switch positions and the defense goes on offense, the offense goes on defense. So this is their Ohtani with his ability to be a two-way player and to be a very good two-way player created this insatiable, this unsatisfiable appetite for stories about Shohei Ohtani, for content about him in Japanese sports media. But Ohtani began, it says, speaking to reporters only after games in which he pitched. Now, a hitter would technically could play every game of the year, and some do. Some will take a rest from time to time, but technically they could play every day. But a pitcher, even the best pitcher, would never pitch every game of the year. He wouldn't have an arm left after about a month because pitching stresses the arm in a way that requires it to be rested. So pitchers usually have a 4 or 5 day rest period between pitching. So that means Ohtani, if he's only pitching every fourth or fifth game, is not speaking to reporters often enough to satisfy the great public demand for content about Shohei Ohtani. So they came up with this idea of interviewing the fans who caught his home run balls.
Yes, and we have two Japanese publications there in italics, Sports Nippon and Full Count. We have the names of those reporters. They figured out a solution for their problem, started interviewing the fans who caught his home run balls. I think they're going to be doing some trotting themselves, moving, and we're going to read about that. It says the feature of this newspaper article of writing about who caught the ball. It was received well by their readers, and other newspapers started doing it, gradually spread to other publications. That's a way to say newspapers or magazines, print publications. And besides the homers that land in bullpens or any other place inaccessible to fans, so besides the home runs that land in places that fans can't access, a group of Japanese reporters will be there to interview the person who snagged, fun word, the prize souvenir, to the person who caught from everybody else the baseball.
Right. And souvenir, a French word in English that just means something that you take home from an experience that represents that experience, in this case, the baseball that you get from a baseball game. And bullpen there, another insider term for baseball. Bullpen is the place where pitchers warm up before they start pitching. Most baseball games, a second or third pitcher will come in later in the game after the starting pitcher in order to finish the final innings of the game so that the starting pitcher can rest.
It sounds like a fun word that might have come from sort of an agricultural idea. If you pen an animal in, you've got a fence around it. A bull is a very fierce animal. I'm wondering, Peter, as a baseball fan yourself, is this a nickname for the place where those fierce, strong players are? Why do they call it the bullpen English?
That is a great question. I'm afraid I do not know the etymology of bullpen.
But those two words, we know what they mean. A bull is a male, not a cow. It's
right,
a female.
Right, yeah.
So a bull is very strong and dangerous. Pen is its cage.
Yes, yes. No, I'm sure that it's funny because pitchers aren't typically thought of as bulls. They aren't generally the biggest, most physically impressive guys on the baseball team, even though they're often the most valuable.
So what is the bullpen? It's not where all the players are? What is the bullpen?
No, the bullpen is where the pitchers warm up before they start pitching.
I didn't know that.
Yes, well, this is why we read Advanced Magazine.
Okay, I just learned what an English word means. Just like you listeners, I didn't know what bullpen meant.
All in a day's work. But let's go on now to our final section for the day and see how the hunt for the ball that Ohtani hit begins. Let's go into our second reading now.
The hunt begins. Before departing from the press box, reporters usually study replays of the homer to find identifying features of the ball hawk. But in this case, the scramble for the ball was obscured by a short barrier that divided a television cameraman from the crowd. Seniority heavily influences professional and personal interactions in Japanese culture, which is why when we reached the top of the right field pavilion, the two most junior reporters were told to find the ball-catching fan and return with him. Iori Kobayashi of Sports Nippon 25 and Akihiro Ueno of Full Count 27 accepted their fates without question.
Okay. So, the hunt begins. Before departing, it says, from the press box, reporters usually study replays of the homer. A replay, of course, I think we all know that term. In the 21st century, you look at it on the video screen. The television station broadcasting the game plays a slow motion version or regular speed version of the home run or whatever the fantastic play that's just happened. So you get to see it again, see it from different angles. So the reporters study the replays of the homer, but Rhonda, why do they study it?
To find identifying features of the person who caught the ball. Here's another slang, a ball hawk. So they try to look at the replays and figure out what that person looks like, their features. Ball hawk is that person who is really good, specializes in catching home runs or balls that go outside the field. Interesting. Are they called a ball? Here's another animal word, like bullpen. A hawk is a bird that can swoop down and catch a mouse in its bill.
Yes.
So a ball hawk must be really fast. to get that ball.
Well, not necessarily.
No?
That's probably the etymology of it, but the ball hawk simply means, in this context, a person who specializes in catching home run and foul balls. It's kind of a complimentary term. Because likely the person
like
who caught it was just an untrained, non-professional fan watching the game, a person, you know, with no special training to catch balls, but who just happened to catch it. So it's kind of like saying, you know, to find the hero of the day, even if they didn't do anything special. It's just having a little fun there.
And all the journalists, especially from the Japanese publications, are now looking to find that person.
Exactly.
They are going to have their moment of fame, aren't they?
Exactly. Although it says in this case, the scramble for the ball, the scramble, a word for a sort of frantic search, because everyone wants the home run ball. The scramble for the ball was obscured, meaning it was covered. It was not easy to see. It was obscured by a short barrier that divided a television cameraman from the crowd.
Hmm.
And then this interesting final paragraph here, seniority heavily influences professional and personal interactions in Japanese culture. And so there's this lovely detail here at the end. When the reporters get out to the right field pavilion, the part of the stadium where the ball went, the two most junior reporters were told to find the ball-catching fan and return with him. And bless their hearts, these two junior reporters, Kobayashi of Sports Nippon and Ueno of Full Count, they accepted their fate without question.
I'm laughing because to accept your fate sounds like you're going to die.
That's a
big statement for a funny situation, as though, oh, they don't get the glory. They just have to go do the work of pushing through a crowd of people.
Exactly.
So, because they are not the seniors.
Right. The author of the piece obviously having a little fun here, kind of in the same spirit as Ball Hawk. But I'm afraid that is as far as we can go with you today through the article, dear listeners. So we invite you to come back tomorrow and join us for day two of the article when we will find the Ball Hawk who caught the ball that Shohei Ohtani hit. But for today, I'm Peter.
I'm Rhonda.
Saying bye-bye.
Going, going, gone. Bye.